records and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go him dancing there by the record machine.
Change another ball.
Hey, mister, that's me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox Saturday night.
It's got a jukebox that pulls the toy, toy.
All the jukebox music.
May I say before this record spins to a close.
Today on The Vinyl Experience on PRN.FM.
Venus and Mars are all right tonight.
As the NASA rover Curiosity, launched from Cape Canaveral this week, streaks towards Mars, we'll explore the red planet through some black vinyl records. And
I don't want to leave now.
10 years after the death of George Harrison, a fond remembrance by others of the quiet Beatle with the huge soul. I'm Paul Capelcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
It's a god-awful small affair. To the girl with the mousy hair. But her mommy is yelling no. And her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream. To the seat with the clearest view. And she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again as I ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong. Best-selling show is still alive.
I believe in nothing, not the end and not the start. I believe in nothing, not the earth and not the stars. I believe in nothing, not the day and not the dark. I believe in nothing but the beating of our hearts. I believe in nothing, 100 suns until we part. I believe in nothing, not in sin and not in God. I believe in nothing, not in peace and not in more. I believe in nothing, truth and who we are.
Mars on vinyl. Gotta include the band called 30 Seconds to Mars, singer-actor Jared Leto, and 100 Suns. To begin the journey, the man who brought the spiders from Mars back as Ziggy Stardust, David Bowie, and Life on Mars. From Thomas Edison to Orson Welles to Ray Walston, depictions of Mars in song have ranged from scary to silly. Here are a few rarities, beginning with this golden record that you might have owned as a child, if you grew up with Uncle Martin and Company.
Hey, that's a flying saucer, and it's landing right here. Look!
There's someone getting out of it. Say, who is he?
He's a man from Mars on Earth to take a look. He can read your mind just like an open book. Yes, he's a man from Mars, and he's extremely clever. Brilliant but kind in every endeavor.
For instance, any dog can hear me loud and clear, and don't get too near me or I'll disappear.
He's a man from Mars, and we've got news for you. Out among the stars, they're watching everything you do.
Now, do you have any questions? Wow, I'll say. What are those things sticking out of your head?
Oh, these are my antennae. They're completely retractable, so no one can ever guess my identity. Except, of course, you.
Oh, don't worry about me. I can keep a secret.
I hope so, for your sake.
No one dares to compare on Mars or here.
And if you're not fair to me, I'll make you disappear.
He's a man from Mars, and we've got news for you. Out among the stars, they're watching everything you do.
Space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
I saw the Martians on the floor.
vital experience with whimsical portraits of Mars. From the Randells in the sci-fi 50s to Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers in the Star Wars 70s.
Here come the Martians. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're riding on their Martian bike. And we have to find out right now, what kind of flavor do these Martians like? Here come the Martians, and they're riding on their Martian bike. Well, we have to find out right now, what kind of ice cream do the Martians like? Well, here come the Martians, why staying in such a cheap hotel? Maybe we should help out the Martians. Looks like the Martians ain't doing too well. Martian time. Well, it's Martian rhyme time. We got a Martian rhymes for Martian time. And the Martians got notebooks in their little hand. Well, they're strangers in this land. Martian time, it's Martian time. Well, here come the Martians. They're trying to fight with rocks and sticks. Don't the Martians know better? Looks like they're up to their same old tricks. Well, here come the Martians. They got notebooks in their hand. What are they trying to write down? I guess they must be strangers in this land. Martian rhyme. Well, Martian time. Well, you got Martian rhymes for Martian time. See, the Martians have notebooks in their little hand. See, they're still strangers in this land. Martian time. It's Martian time. Gentlemen, tell them all about it. Right? Well, here come the Martians, baking up a Martian cake. Better find out right now, what kind of flavor do these Martians make? Well, here come the Martians. There are Martian schoolgirls too. Well, I like the Martian schoolgirls, and I hope they like me too. Martian rhyme. It's Martian time. You got the Martian rhymes for Martian time. The Martians have notebooks in their little head because they're strangers in this land. Martian rhyme. It's Martian time. Me and Curly. Well, here come the Martians. Well, they're baking up a Martian pie. I hope the Martians like me and give some to I. Well, here come the Martians. Well, they're setting up a Kool-Aid stand. Well, where's their financial advisor? Somebody should take him by the head. Martian rhyme. Martian time. Got a Martian rhyme for Martian time. And the Martians have notebooks in their little hand. They're still strangers in this land. Martian rhyme, it's Martian time.
Money off packets of buttons. I gave them up when I was six.
Mars punks out on the Vinyl Experience with the Undertones and Mars Bar and Jonathan Richman for Here Come the Martian Martians. On radio, in 1938, this dramatization of a Martian invasion caused nationwide panic.
We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what's happening on the Wilmoth Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins Mr. Wilmoth's garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see. The more state police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit. About 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep their distance. The captain's conferring with someone. Can't quite see who. Oh, yes, I believe it's Professor Pearson. Yes, it is. Now they've parted, and the professor moves around one side, studying the object while the captain and two policemen advance with something in their hands. I can see it now. It's a white handkerchief tied to a pole. Flag of truce. If those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait a minute. Something's happening. A humped shape is rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against a mirror. What's that? There's a jet of flame springing from the mirror, and it leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. Lord, they're turning into flames. The whole field's caught by the woods, the barns, the gas tanks, and the automobiles spreading everywhere. Coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast from Grover's Mill. Evidently, there's some difficulty with our field transmission. However, we will return to that point at the earliest opportunity. In the meantime, we have a late bulletin from San Diego, California. Professor Indelkoffer, speaking at a dinner of the California Astronomical Society, expressed the opinion that the explosions on Mars are undoubtedly nothing more than severe volcanic disturbances on the surface of the planet. We continue now with our piano interlude.
Orson Welles scaring the daylights out of America on Mercury Theater. The Vinyl Experience salutes the red planet, and Venus and Mars are all right tonight.
Standing in the hall of the great cathedral, waiting for the transport to come. Starship 2109, a good friend of mine, studies the stars. Venus and Mars are all right tonight. Come away on a strange vacation, holiday hardly begun. Run into a good friend of mine, sold me a sign, reach for the stars. Venus and Mars are all right tonight. My wife.
lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out a fuse out there at home. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
Cold as hell in Elton John's day, but hotter than ever now. Black vinyl for the red planet, saluting the freshly launched Mars rover Curiosity and poking around the record library for Mars in song on the vinyl experience. Now, this music will remind you of John Williams' score for Star Wars, but it predates it by 50 years. It's the scary opening of Gustav Holst's The Planets, Mars, Bringer of War, with London Symphony conducted by Sir Adrian Bolt in a powerful recording.
Thank you. vinylexperience.fm.
And that's side one of today's vinyl experience. It's the vinyl experience of Paul Cavalcante. George Harrison left this world 10 years ago, but his spirit lives on in so much music since. For example...
Come on, children, you're acting like children. Every generation thinks it's the end of the world. All you fat followers get fit fast. Every generation thinks it's the last. Thinks it's the end of the world. Together, every generation thinks it's the worst, thinks it's the end of the world. It's a secret I can't tell, as you wish.
Thank you.
got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been bumped up and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Handle me with care. Ports, terrorized, sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care.
I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success.
Two songs seem to be talking to each other across the years. It's George Harrison's legacy to round out the vinyl experience with some unusual but affectionate takes on his timeless songs. Sonic Youth sings Sgt. Pepper.
Behind
Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame how we break each other's hearts, cause each other pain? How we take each other's love faking anymore, forgetting to get back. Isn't it a pity? Some things take so long. Well, how do I explain? Too many people see it all the same, and because of all the tears, their eyes can't hope to see the beauty that surrounds.
The Vinyl Experience, recalling some great George Harrison records, remembered fondly by Elliott Smith and Concrete Blonde.
Watch out now, take care, beware, foreign singer. Dropping all around you. The pain that often mingles in your fingertips. Beware of darkness. Watch out now, take care, beware. Yeah.
Oh, you know I believe in hell.
that's the vinyl experience. George Harrison's great legacy of records, interpreted by My Morning Jacket's Jim James as Yim Yames. Joe Cocker with the original recording of Something ahead of Abbey Road. Concrete Blonde, Elliott Smith, and Sonic Youth. Please visit the archives at prn.fm for podcasts of this and other Vinyl Experience shows. Please like and share on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.